Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the fifth thing of the Four Thing podcast. I'm Amy, and this is the episode where I go over emails that you've sent into the podcast email, which is fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. So please send me your thoughts or questions, and they might get addressed in the Tuesday bonus episode. And we always start off with a quote. So today's comes from Glennon Doyle, who we've had on the podcast before, which was an awesome interview. If you missed it, you can go back and check it out. But she said, people who need help sometimes look a lot like people who don't need help. And I chose this quote because it lines up with a lot of the emails that I'm going to go over today, which were in response to last Thursday's Four Things episode about mental health and September being Suicide Awareness Month, Suicide Prevention Month. It is September 29th right now. So we got a few more days of the month to try to focus on this mental health. And it's not something that I'm going to let go because as I'm hearing from so many of you, similar to Outweigh with the eating disorder stuff, a lot of people are going through things, especially in 2020. And when we start talking about it, especially in our community, again, the goal here is for anybody to not feel alone, whatever they're going through. And while I can't relate to every single thing that somebody is going through, when you guys share your stories and I'm able to then relay them to other people, then who knows, it may resonate with them. Okay, first email I'm going to get into is from Crystal. She said, you have a new Four Things shirt that says, it's fine, I'm fine, everything is fine. And I was listening to the radio and heard the song Truth Be Told by Matthew West, and it totally reminded me of the shirts. If you haven't heard it before, definitely take a listen. It's so good. So Crystal, I hadn't heard it before, and I did listen to it, and the song is very powerful. And I'm going to go ahead and play a clip of it here in case others want to check it out. I say I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine, oh, I'm fine. I'm broken, and when it's out of control, I say it's under control, but it's not, and you know it. I don't know why it's so hard to admit it, when being honest is the only way to fix it. There's no failure, no fall, there's no sin you don't already know, so let the truth be told. And then continuing with the email from Crystal, another song I just heard to go along with the shirt is Demi Lovato and Marshmello's new song called Okay to Not Be Okay. Maybe I have been needing to hear this message because this is two songs in one day, kind of about the same thing. So I pulled that song as well, and here's a clip. Don't get lost in the moment or give up. It's okay not to be okay. So thank you, Crystal, for sharing with us some songs that relate to the topic of I'm fine when we're really not fine and it's actually okay to not be fine. And the new music recommendations, I'm sure those are songs that people can check out, and music can be so powerful and healing and allow you to release a lot of emotions that you may need to get out. So I highly recommend you listen to some music if you need to. Next email is from Anonymous. I think the next few emails are from people who wanted to share stories but not their names, which is totally fine. I can always keep your name off if you just tell me, or I'll reply back to you and ask if you would like to have your name or not. So here's the email. Amy, thank you so much for the very informative episode of Four Things. If you're looking for stories to share that might make a difference, I would like to use mine. I'm 14 years old with serious depression and anxiety. I don't always know how to get across that even though I tell my system I'm fine, sometimes I need a check-in. My parents hid things from me, and then I found out, and then they denied for years, and then the truth came out that I'm struggling with this stuff. They don't believe in therapy and just don't understand the big deal that it is and how it impacts me. If it wasn't for counselors at school, I wouldn't be where I am today. Having someone notice that you're literally falling apart on the inside and willing to help you when people in your house aren't is major. I was always packed with sports, many extracurricular activities, school, and my at-home life. I had a habit of leaving my house and going into a new environment, completely new, without anyone having a clue what was actually going on with me or what I was feeling. This makes you feel numb, like you're living a double life, having to fill yourself with other things that distract you from the problem. Learning when you're 13 that what you feel is a confirmed thing after years of convincing yourself that you were making it up is not maddening, but rather confirmation. Figuring out that taking time out of your day to just write or talk is so valuable. Choosing to share my story and a piece of me allows me to help others that are as young as me that are stuck and don't think that you can receive help when you can. Ask at school. Find someone you trust and talk to them. Something small that is an issue will become bigger. I can't change my depression or anxiety, but I can squash it before it gets to the point where it's unmanageable. I would like to remain anonymous if you choose to share this. So, of course I did, and I emailed back with her, and she was excited that I was going to read it, because whether you're a teenager or an adult, if you're going through someone and you're surrounded by people that don't think what you have is a real thing, that anxiety is not real or depression is not real, that can add to the problem and magnify it. I can't imagine how lonely that must feel and how difficult to not have someone supporting you. But I'm so thankful that this girl was able to turn to a school counselor. So whether you're a young person listening to me, hopefully you can reach out to someone in your life that can help you and affirm what you're feeling and give you the tools that you need to start navigating through it. Or maybe someone at church, or if you're an adult, can you see a therapist? Can you talk to a friend? Can you start putting in the work? And like this young, sweet 14-year-old girl said, getting ahead of it before it gets worse. Like, obviously there's times where she has to check in with herself and just write or take time to talk. And it could help things out before they get so much worse. And again, can't even imagine what it's like to be in a home with parents that maybe deny what you have going on and aren't supportive. So also too, I just want that to be encouragement to parents that are listening right now. If you're seeing signs in your kids and maybe you don't necessarily believe what they're going through, I would ask you to have a little compassion and grace and step back and do some research of your own so that you can be there for your child and not use whatever stigma you have against certain things and project it onto them, because they really could be struggling and they really might need you. And maybe this is an opportunity for everybody in your family to do some work. Okay, next email again is from someone anonymous. Hey, Amy, I wanted to reach out because I heard you talking on the Bobby Bone Show recently about how you discourage people from talking about how someone looks. I had heard you talk about this before on the radio show and your Four Things podcast, but didn't fully understand the importance of this until recently. While I don't have an eating disorder, I have been battling a deep depression lately. Over the past couple of months, I have lost about 15 pounds, and not on purpose. I was struggling with eating hardly anything, so the weight fell off pretty quickly. I was not happy about it because I knew it was because of the depression, but it was something that I just couldn't get myself to get up and do anything about. One day, one of the people that I supervise asked me if I had lost weight. I told him I had, and he said, "You can tell. You look great." Another girl was there, said excitedly, "Yeah, you can definitely tell." I was so ashamed. I didn't know how to respond. I couldn't just say, "Thanks. I haven't been eating because I'm depressed." You have mentioned this before, and that it's not just for people with eating disorders, because depression can also have a drastic physical effect on people. You never know what someone is going through. Thanks for being an advocate for people who struggle with these comments and for educating those who may not know why it's an issue. Before going through this experience, I would not have understood the issue with comments like this. Thank you so much for sharing this email. And I used to compliment people's bodies all the time, not knowing that I could be feeding into an eating disorder problem, like adding fuel to the fire, complimenting them on that. Or I could be complimenting a weight loss that people don't want because they have something serious going on, like depression, or maybe they have a disease or cancer. Insert anything in there. I've learned it's just not cool commenting on people's bodies. Period. And we need to start putting it out there so that we can all stop doing it. The next email is also anonymous. Hey, Amy, writing this email is definitely not my norm. I just had to reach out to you in hopes that you see this. Thank you for the I'm Fine podcast. Even if you've never experienced the direct impact of suicide, the podcast reached me in a positive way. 2 years ago, I lost two people to suicide within 6 weeks of each other, a dear friend and an uncle. I can't tell you the lasting devastation something like that has on a person. I work as a medical assistant, and at the time, there was a social worker in the office. She confronted me in a safe way, and exactly what I told her is, I'm fine. It was after my uncle's death that I came to her because I clearly wasn't okay. I'm continuing on my journey, working on my mental health and how I process loss. Suicide, depression, mental health are all topics that have this giant stigma surrounding them. So I'm glad that we're able to have the conversation here. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for sharing that. Again, guys, I just want to encourage you, it's okay to not be okay. And when you answer, I'm fine, you may be trying to hide that you're fine, or it might be such a sarcastic, I'm fine, kind of like the irony of the I'm fine shirts. Like you can wear that shirt and kind of be like, oh, it's 2020. Like I'm not okay. I'm fine. It's fine. Everything is fine. But there also might be something really deep rooted in there, like lying deep under that. Like I think there's different levels of the I'm fine, and only you know how you really feel. So please check in with yourself, check in with who you can have these conversations with, who you can be honest with, because I don't want you to go through this alone. And if we learned anything from last week's episode, it's just how mental health issues are very real and there shouldn't be a stigma attached to it. And suicide rates are higher than I even realized. So I just want to make sure that we're all taking care of ourselves and doing the best that we can, and that hopefully you can find a safe place to land where there is no stigma surrounding it. And for now, if a podcast like the Four Things podcast, which I'll say we don't always focus on mental health each episode, but I hope overall it is a positive space for you to be and you can feel comfortable when you listen to the podcast and it's not going to be anything that triggers you or makes you feel negative in any sort of way. And if it does, I would like to hear from you. I mean, there was feedback I got, you know, when I first started, how many different things I did unknowingly that were triggering people with eating disorders because I was stuck in my own disordered eating pattern. And I'm sorry for that, but I learned from it and I grew. But also I grew from people emailing me, letting me know like, hey, I can't listen to your podcast anymore because when you continue to talk about detoxes or different things that I can't really be a part of, it's a trigger. And I will say I was on the defense for a little bit because I just didn't understand. And then once my eyes were open to it, and now that I really do, I try to be careful of how I approach things. And my podcast isn't going to be for everybody, but if there is a way I can make it better, and for those of you that are going through things, I would like the opportunity to at least hear from you and what your thoughts are so that I can be open to maybe taking things a different direction or growing myself and how I put content out there for you to consume. So I really feel more and more like this podcast isn't just mine, it's ours, especially here during the fifth thing where I'm sharing things that you have sent in. So when I'm putting an episode together, I'm doing it for you. So just know that. And I hope y'all are doing well. I hope you're taking care of yourselves. And I do still get messages about those Four Things shirts and where to find them. And I'll just say again, because I don't think people always hear, but radioamy.com is where you can find links to everything, whether it's Pimp and Joy, Espoir, my Amazon favorites things, links to the Bobby Bone Show. All of that is there on that homepage at radioamy.com.